And welcome to the Jimbo Hannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Online, you'll find us at jimbotalk.net. Well, health care costs continue to go right through the roof. Attempts to rein them in have become a very touchy political issue. But there is something that we could do right now. And you would have, by the way, complete bipartisan agreement on this, if in fact we all did this. Just don't get sick. Now, that sounds like a cynical response, of course. And for some, of course, that's not an option if you have some kind of a debilitating chronic condition. But frankly, most of us, to one extent or the other, do things which contribute to our lowered health. And staying healthy would do an awful lot. If, in fact, all of us, and I'm not talking about all of us becoming just absolute fanatic freakos, but if all of us just followed a few basic rules, in fact, there are about nine of them, I think, that we'll be hitting tonight before we're done, you'd be amazed at what would happen, not only to your own health and well-being, but also to the cost of health insurance, the costs that face this country right now in this whole giant health quagmire. All right. Let's talk with our return guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He is a board-certified internist, the medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers, and his website is endfatigue.com. He has just co-authored with Bill Gottlieb, Real Cause, Real Cure, published by Rodale Press and subtitled The Nine Root Causes of the Most Common Health Problems and How to Solve Them. Good evening, Dr. Teitelbaum. Pleasure to have you with us tonight.
Jim, great to be back with you.
Is it really that easy? We hear this, and yet I suppose it's difficult for most of us to fully comprehend the fact that to a great extent we are victims, more than anything else, of our own bad judgment and lack of discipline.
Well, I put it differently. Our bodies didn't come with an owner's manual, and there's a lot of confusing stuff out there. So today we're going to teach people how to use the best of natural and prescription therapies to feel a whole lot better and save a boatload of money.
Although my guess would be that we could already give a rough outline of some of the things that we ought to be doing. For example, don't smoke. Don't have too much intake of sugar and fats. Have regular, at least moderate, exercise. And a few other things that I could mention. Drink only in moderation and so on. I mean, we know. We pretty much know. There's probably not a person in this country who is at least semi-literate who couldn't fairly well recite that stuff.
Right, but on the other hand, Jim, even though I'm going to tell people cut back on sugar, I'm going to tell them to increase chocolate. For example, most people don't know that chocolate
is 25 times more effective than cholesterol medications at preventing heart disease in people without known heart disease.
Chocolate?
Chocolate.
Well, I could... take two Hershey bars and call me in the morning. I could live with that.
Indeed. And there's little things like that. I'm not here to tell people to cut out all the things they enjoy in life. If you do, why bother living to 120?
Well, there is that. Of course, that's a slippery slope. In fact, anytime we hear the phrase slippery slope, there is no slipperier slope than, I've been pretty good this week. I think I'll have a hot fudge sundae. Now, if you can do that, and there are people who can, and I've known them, and I've interviewed them, but for many of us, that is the crack in the armor. That is the hole in the dike, and pretty soon the whole floodgates come rolling through. For many of us, there seems to be, at least emotionally, the need to not do that at all. Or it's like, well, for example, I am a total nicotine addict, and I've been off cigarettes now for... well, a long time. I've lost count. 17, 18 years, I've lost count. But I don't even smoke somebody's baby cigar because I know I would do just like Frank Sinatra did when he had a party one time and had quit smoking and somebody left a pack of cigarettes and just in a moment of weakness lit up and boom, he was back on two packs a day. Lyndon Johnson had a cigarette flying back to Texas after he retired from the presidency and he got back to the ranch and he was right on his two packs a day, and of course he was dead within a very few months after that. So there are some things that I can't do in moderation, but I would agree with you that if you can, I don't think anybody would say that a hot fudge sundae a month is going to wreck anybody's diet.
And not just that, what I tell people is get rid of the things that give you the least pleasure. Like if you're having one of those 48-ounce Big Burp sodas at the Quickie Mart, That's 36 spoons of sugar. Ditch that. Save your sugar allotment for the things like the hot fudge sundae that you love.
Interesting. Interesting. That's good. All right. In terms of what we do, the risks that we face right now that might be considered avoidable, I suppose there are several, and I may be even speaking in some overlapping categories here, but I can think of three that jump right out at me. One would be cancer or the various forms of cancer. Another would be heart disease, and a third would be diabetes. Have I covered a fair amount of territory there?
Yes, you have. Let's go through a couple of those.
All right.
Because if you're looking at cancer, certainly prevention is a really good thing. But one of the easiest ways to prevent cancer, and this is going to sound odd, but it's to go out and get sunshine. We made this mistake of telling people to avoid sunshine to prevent melanomas. And the current estimates is that avoiding sunshine is causing vitamin D deficiency and 85,000 excess cancer deaths a year. So that was a big mistake. And most physicians are starting to get that the real mantra should be avoid sunburn, not sunshine. So there's easy things you can do. Simple nutritional things can help. Heart disease, there are some medications that can help. But I can give you a natural recipe that's cheap and will take most people with heart failure and have them being able to walk and exercise again. And it's just things like ribose, coenzyme Q10, B vitamins, magnesium, acetyl-carnitine. We've seen over and over people given the death sentence with heart failure are out exercising and feeling fine. And diabetes, if you cut back sugar, you know, that's going to be a big thing. But brewer's yeast, taking 19 grams a day.
What was that last?
Brewer's yeast.
Oh, brewer's yeast.
Yeah, it costs a nickel a day. More effective than any diabetes medicine out there for lowering sugar except for insulin.
Brewer's yeast. How do you ingest brewer's yeast? I can't imagine you just eat a spoonful.
Well, just make a morning shake. And it really gets my goat out there. A lot of people are drinking these energy loan shark drinks like sodas. And I don't mind the first cup or two of coffee a day, but, you know, when they're on the pot a day. But you can make a healthy energy drink. I recommend for my patients a vitamin powder, a scoop of ribose. And if you have diabetes, throw in a scoop or two of the brewer's yeast. Throw in even a piece of fruit if you want. That kind of sugar is okay in moderation. And you have a great tasting shake, and your energy is going to be flying high all day.
Interesting. This may not be so terrible after all. Maybe you can actually get healthy and not hate every minute of it. What a thought. We're going to continue our discussion in that regard with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Again, he is a board-certified internist. He's co-author of Real Cause, Real Cure from Rodale Press. 1-866-50-JIMBO. 1-866-505-4626. I guess you're going to have to ask yourself, do I feel healthy? Well, do you? Punk. We'll be right back. Thank you for being with us on the Jimbo Hannon Show. 1-866-50-JIMBO. 1-866-505-4626. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, our guest. The book is Real Cause, Real Cure. And there's some good stuff in here. It covers virtually everything. And there's an actual A to Z index. You would be hard-pressed to find a health problem unless it is just really esoteric, a cover of the AMA Journal type of esoteric. Otherwise, it's in here. Jay is in Stratford, Connecticut tonight. And hello, Jay. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Is this the doctor?
Yes, you're talking to Dr. Teitelbaum.
Oh, very good. Thank you. My pleasure, sir. It's honorable to speak with you. I appreciate your help. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with runner's heart mitral valve prolapse. And what can I do? At times my heart will go off from 82 to 84 beats per minute up to 147 or 153 beats per minute. One time I had a moment where somebody said something that was upsetting. They weren't hollering anything, just upsetting.
Mm-hmm. and it caused that problem to kick in. Well, I don't know that the doctor is in a position to give you any definitive diagnoses tonight. We're speaking more in terms of general principles that, for the most part, are more preventive in nature. But certainly, doctor, if you have any thoughts other than see your physician, please go right ahead.
Absolutely. Jay, if you have a piece of paper and a pencil, write this down. First of all, mitral prolapse is not so much valve disease in most cases as it is a weakness of the muscle and ligament holding the valve. So if you look at the studies, if you get some magnesium, 200 to 400 milligrams a day, and get something called acetyl L-carnitine, all of these are at the health food store, about 1,500 milligrams a day, you'll find in about 6 weeks the symptoms are going to go way down. And as we talked about earlier, whether you're talking about abnormal heart rhythms, heart failure, or even angina, things that increase the efficiency of the heart muscle. So write these down. Coenzyme Q10, 200 milligrams. Ribose, Corvalin would be how it might be on the shelf, 5 grams, 2 to 3 times a day, and a good vitamin powder, the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder for the magnesium and B complex. If you do these, and most people with heart failure or angina, it will increase the efficiency of the heart muscle, and you're going to find that symptoms after about 6 weeks are going to go way down and often will go away. I know I'm rattling off a lot of stuff. This is all... If you go on the website, endfatigue.com, look under Cures A to Z, look up heart disease. All of this is written down for actually over 100 health topics.
Okay, endfatigue.com, again, the website, Jay. Good luck to you, 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626, with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum and Mary in Springfield, Missouri. Hello, Mary.
Good evening, Jimbo Hannon. And hello, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Hi, Mary.
I was wondering, what is ribose? Actually, I have just a couple of fast questions, but what's ribose, for one?
Ribose is, I tell people, it's funny, it's ironic. I've been telling people avoid sugar, except for chocolate, for years. But there's actually a sugar that your body makes, which is what ribose is. It's a special sugar, which is the backbone of energy production. So if you have an energy crisis, whether it's fatigue, energy crisis in the heart muscle, or even fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, the ribose is it's kind of like the lumber that a house is built out of, or it's a backbone for making ATP energy, that along with B vitamins and magnesium. So we recently did a second study showing that in people with severe chronic fatigue, basically chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, that taking ribose increased energy an average of 61% after 3 weeks. So it's a healthy, natural energy precursor made by the human body.
You didn't mention protein in that morning shake. You said ribose, some powdered vitamins, brewer's yeast, and something else?
Well, the Energy Revitalization System is a vitamin powder. And the stuff I'm talking about, you can find at virtually any health food store. Let me give a quick disclaimer. I don't take money from any supplement companies or any pharmaceutical companies. I work as a patient advocate. I do have the stuff on the website, but you can get these anywhere. So if you get the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder, it'll have most everything. It'll have the protein, the B vitamins, the magnesium. The other thing besides ribose I talked about was coenzyme Q10, 200 milligrams a day, easy to find, and then acetyl-carnitine. But for the morning energy drink for most people, if you want outstanding energy all day, the Energy Revitalization System with one scoop, which is 5 grams of ribose. And don't get the capsule, just get a powder. And
Energy
good.
Revitalization System. Is that what you call it, or is that its patent name? Can I go into the store and ask for that by a brand?
If you go in the health food store, it's the Energy Revitalization System by Enzymatic Therapy. And we also have
I'm familiar with that, sure. Yeah, we have that around here.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it just replaces 35 tablets of supplements, and it's easy. Good overall nutritional support for most everyone.
Good luck to you, Mary. 1-866-50-JIMBO. We have Debbie in Niagara Falls, New York, on the Bohannon Show. Hello.
Hi there, Jim and doctor. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Does the doctor, actually two questions. Does the doctor have any natural cures for, I do have asthma, it's allergen induced in the workplace. If there's paint, perfumes, hairspray, carpet freshener, air freshener, I come down with wheezing and I have to take my inhaler at night. I can walk, I can jog and run. So do you have any natural cures for that? And question two, you never did actually say, the previous caller, what ribose that we can purchase? Where is it made, or what it actually is it, and how is it obtained?
Debbie, happy to handle both of those. First of all, for the asthma, B vitamins and magnesium are very important, but I'm going to give you an old-time remedy. It's called Boswellia. It's an herb. And the other name for that is frankincense. And it is amazing for asthma and colitis. If you're looking for specific brands...
No, I'm not.
Just get 1,000 milligrams of Boswellia from your health food store.
How do you spell that? Boswellia? I've heard of frankincense, but not...
Boswellia is the name of the herb. Boswellia.
Okay.
And again, for asthma or colitis, it's wonderful. Also, because you have the allergies, an electrostatic air cleaner. If you have your own home with a furnace, get an electrostatic air cleaner. It's worth the investment. Your heating company will know what to put in. Have it put in your furnace, and you will find that the asthma goes down dramatically. But be sure you get one that you can put the cleaning cells in your dishwasher. And I'm going to give you one last thing for the asthma. NAET is a special acupressure technique, a study that our foundation did using it for autism, which is going to be published in 2 months, was very effective. It helps allergies, including asthma. So these are simple things. Ribose, any health food store.
Can you repeat that again? The acupressure technique called what?
NAET. If you go to N like Nancy, AET.com, you'll find information on that.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. 1-866-50-JIMBO. And here is Mark in Springfield, Missouri. Hello, Mark.
Debbie.
Hello there. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, my wife suffers from chronic fatigue, among other things, and I was wondering how we might best help her.
Have I got a recipe for you?
Well, basically, it's what I'm asking.
Well, first of all, for those out there with chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic fatigue, or fibromyalgia, and the way you tell the difference between whether you've just got plain day-to-day fatigue versus, say, fibromyalgia, is if you have severe insomnia associated with horrible exhaustion, and you have widespread pain and brain fog, you probably have the chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia.
Oh, that's what she has, both.
Yeah. So the way that you treat that, a double-blind study that we did at a research center showed that 91% of patients improved with an average 90% increase in quality of life by treating with what we call SHINE. And that stands for sleep, hormonal support, infections, especially candida, nutritional support, and a vitamin powder and ribose is pretty amazing for that, and exercise as able. This study can be found on our website. And interestingly, what we made, I hold the U.S. patent for a computerized physician because I can't reach all 50 million people out there with the disease. On the website at nfatigue.com, there's a symptom analysis program that will analyze symptoms and blood tests, determine what's causing your wife's CFS and fibromyalgia, and tailor a treatment protocol to her case. It's free.
1-866-50-JIMBO. And on to Dan in Buffalo, excuse me.
How are you? I just wanted to mention, I don't know if he's ever heard of using probiotics for colitis, but I found an expensive brand some years ago that has at least a dozen strains in it. And using it, basically, from what I can tell, knocked my colitis out 80-90%. I mean, it's my estimate. It's subjective. But, I mean, you know, when you've got colitis, subjectivity counts.
Well, basically, Dan, what we call inflammatory colitis often has a mix of different problems, and bowel infections are very common, other inflammatory problems. But, you know, we have more healthy bacteria in our gut than we do have cells in our whole body. And often with antibiotics and sugar, that gets out of whack and contributes to the colitis.
All right. We're going to come back and complete that thought when we continue on the Bohannon Show right after these messages. Welcome back to the Jim Bohannon Show, 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is the co-author of the book Real Cause, Real Cure, and he noted something to me of which I had been unaware, and I'm sure that you were also, and that is that apparently Rodale Press keeps things in-house for a year. So don't go to places like Amazon and things like that, right? You got to go to endfatigue.com, his website. Endfatigue.com is where you get this. Marty in Wilmington, North Carolina, on the Jim Bohannon Show. Hello, Marty.
Hello, Jimbo. Have a question for Dr. Tottlebaum. The memory, they say, is the first thing to go, and they're right. I'm approaching 50 years old, and have recently went back through law enforcement training and basic law enforcement training program, BLET is what they call it, and I noticed that the younger guys in the class were able to obtain the information and remember it a little bit better. What can a person approaching, you know, 50, 60 years old, what can they do about the memory, or is there anything they can do?
A whole lot. Marty, you want to remember, when you get a new computer, you notice how you can search on it and there's nothing in the memory and you pull things up really quickly. But once you've got a couple of gigs of stuff stored on the computer, it takes longer to search through it. So it's not that they're smarter and their brain's better. It's just that they're empty-headed a lot of times. They don't have as much stuff in it as you have to go to sift through to find the information. Now, in addition, I want to note, I'm going to start with the severe thing, Alzheimer's. And most people with Alzheimer's disease, a recent study showed, don't actually have it. They have other treatable problems that are missed. And these are things even in day-to-day life. So get your 8 hours sleep a night. Have your doctor optimize thyroid and testosterone and other hormones if they're low. And if you take the vitamin powder I talked about, the B vitamins, magnesium, other nutrients, really will improve your mental function a lot. So these simple things can make a big difference. But for listeners out there with family members with Alzheimer's, don't presume that it's Alzheimer's. Simple tuning up measures that we talk about in the book and on the website will often make the difference between being able to function really well versus not recognizing a family member. The medications currently for Alzheimer's are dismal, but there are new things in the works. An interesting dye called methylene blue. When I was a kid, Jimbo, I was kind of a science geek, and I got beat up a little bit. You know, wasn't the big guy, but I could. There are different things like methylene blue, which help Alzheimer's, but leave you peeing blue. I could have the bullies peeing every color of the rainbow.
hope that you wrote that all down, buddy. 1-866-50-JIMBO, and we go to Michael in Washington, D.C. Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Dr., mine is related to, I'm in my 40s, and, you know, I'm having some issues, erectile issues, and the reason I mention it, as opposed to, you know, going to the doctor and getting one of the erectile pills where you probably have to take them like seems all the time, is there a supplement or something that I can take that would alleviate that? Some of the things I've heard, it's like if you have to have almost a whole cocktail, a slew of things that you would have to take daily. Is there something a little more simpler?
Well, Michael, the first things you want to look at would be what the cause of the erectile dysfunction would be. And a lot of men in their 40s, they're going through andropause, so basically the male equivalent of menopause. And by optimizing testosterone with the natural prescription testosterone, not this bodybuilder poison, but the stuff that your doctor knows how to use, you'll often find that your bottom line is going to be a lot stronger over there. And other things like arginine can help. But for younger folks who have a low testosterone, there's a medication, and this information is on the website too. You can give a medicine called clomiphene, which will often jumpstart the testes again and get testosterone levels back up to healthy. Now, normal is irrelevant. You want to aim for optimal when you look at the testosterone levels.
Is that something at a health food store I would get, or that you said?
No, the arginine you can get at a health food store. The other thing is you got to look at whether your love interest is really interesting anymore, or whether if you find that you get more action in terms of erectile function when you're looking at somebody else, or when you wake up in the morning, are things nice and strong? So you also want to look at how the relationship's doing.
Fair enough. 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. And in Keniston, Alabama, Evan is up this evening. Hello.
How you doing today, Jimbo?
Very well, thank you.
Well, I want to commend the doctor on some great advice. I think he's a little bit off on the bodybuilder stuff. I am a semi-professional bodybuilder, and I think no one could discuss male testosterone optimization probably better than us, and just doing it the right way with the doctor's help is great. But people, it's like they're reinventing the wheel. Drink lots of water, at least a gallon a day. Take in 1 gram of protein per body weight. At least it's not two if you want to do some bodybuilding. Exercise your butt off. Take you a good multivitamin, and you can almost cure yourself of anything. I mean, it's not that hard.
Well, Evan, the funny thing is, except for the form of testosterone, where I will humbly disagree with you, I prefer the bioidenticals. You nailed a lot of that. And getting some good protein, a good multi, staying hydrated. A lot of people find if they're tired during the day, if they just drink 8 to 12 ounces of water, they don't need a cup of coffee. Just drink 8 ounces of cold water. Their energy is going to pick right up.
1-866-50-JIMBO as we move to Dennis, Denise in Akron. Hello, Denise.
Hi, how are you tonight?
We're well, thank you.
I was wondering if the doctor can give me some help. I am having muscle spasms, okay? I have them in my legs. I have them in my back. When I first started having them, I thought I was having a heart attack because that's how bad I have them in my chest. What could be causing this?
Well, Denise, that's a good question. And if you think about it, muscles are like a spring. They actually take more energy to relax than to contract. So if you have writer's cramp, your muscles don't go loose. They go tight, rigor mortis, tight as a board. And we talked before about the human energy crisis going on and talking about fibromyalgia, which is body-wide muscle spasm. And again, if you treat with what we call SHINE, sleep, hormones, infection, nutrition, exercise, and especially in women, making sure that thyroid level is optimized, even if the tests are technically normal, you'll find that muscle spasms will often go away, and especially magnesium and B vitamins, big difference. And there's a nice herbal mix called Curamin, which is a mix of four different herbs, which is outstanding for pain in general, and including muscle pain. So that Curamin, any health food store, even people who have been on narcotics, we often find with chronic pain that they weren't helped. The Curamin makes a big difference. And again, that's a Boswellia curcumin combination. Awesome stuff.
More to come. Stay with us. 1-866-50-JIMBO with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Again, the website endoffatigue.com. We'll be back here at Westwood One. Welcome back. This is the Jimbo Hannon Show. Our guest is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum and his website, endfatigue.com. That's where you can get his book, Real Cause, Real Cure. Before we get back to the calls, there was a previous call who had, I guess, talked about something called probiotics. Is that it?
Yep.
What is that?
Dan had asked about healthy bacteria, and it's an important area for gut health and for overall health. The problem is that stomach acid will kill the bacteria that you take. It's supposed to do that, and it'll do that to the probiotics, too. So if people are taking probiotics, there's ones that come in a pearl form, just little tiny pearls. One of them would be...
It's like a pill?
It looks like a little tiny pearl.
And okay, it's called pearl form because it looks like a pearl, but it's a pill.
It's a pill.
Okay.
And stomach acid can't get past it, so it sails into the intestine where it dissolves and releases all the healthy bacteria. So that's the way that I recommend people get that.
All right. And you also wished, I think, a word about osteoporosis?
Yes. That's a really big area, the bone thinning, loss of bone density. And there are natural remedies that are, well, strontium, a simple mineral, is almost twice as effective as the medications. And it can be taken with the medicines. For the strontium, it's 340 to 680 milligrams a day. And then you want to get the vitamin D, magnesium, calcium. You do not want to take calcium tablets by themselves. They increase heart attack deaths 31%. You want the calcium combined with magnesium and vitamin D. Something such as OsteoStrong would be a very product I use in my practice.
This is Bob in Fargo, North Dakota. Hello.
Hello, Jim. Two quick questions. One is there a correlation between sore heels and heart disease? And the other question is, have you ever heard of a book called The Cancer Blackout by Maurice Natenberg? It's a history of cancer cures.
Well, cancer blackout, never heard of it, so don't know. I've not seen a connection between heels and heart disease, except that you'll see that a lot of heel pain is associated either with heel spurs, but very often with spasm of the calf muscle, tightness in the calf muscle referring to the heel. And basically the answer is no to both of them.
Okay, fair enough. I have a call here from Linda, and I must confess I don't know where Linda is. But let's just take the Buffalo, New York. Hello, Linda. Welcome.
Good evening. Doctor, I'm a 62-year-old female, and I follow a low-fat diet, and I exercise for 1.5 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I cannot lose weight.
Ah, there's a big one.
Well, 1.5 hours a day. Wow, you must have some caloric intake or an interesting metabolism issue, I would think, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Yep. Let me give you some simple tips. And one of the things that the book has is a chapter on how to lose weight when it's in your metabolism. Now, number one, a lot of people on a low-fat diet, unfortunately, are getting high sugar instead. And if you talk to any farmer, the way to fatten up an animal is give them a high-carb diet. So you want to make sure these low-fat foods that they're getting, if they're processed, aren't loaded with sugar. Beyond that, low thyroid in women, thyroid's your gas pedal. And if it's low, even if the tests are normal, if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, I believe that people deserve a trial of thyroid hormone to see if it helps them. And that's by prescription from your physician. Getting sleep. If you don't get enough sleep, you're going to gain an average of 6 pounds, and you won't be able to lose the weight.
How much is enough sleep? Doesn't that vary from person to person?
The amount is what leaves you feeling good. And it's just like shoe sizes. It's like what size is the right shoe. No, there's no one size. But
if you get up still feeling tired at that moment, the odds are you're not getting enough sleep?
Well, or poor quality sleep. If you look at it, the average night's sleep in the United States until 100 years ago was 9 hours a night. That was average. And then we got computers, TV, radio, and all that kind of stuff. So you want to optimize your sleep. Candida, if you have yeast overgrowth, and the way you tell that is sinusitis or spastic colon, it causes people to have trouble losing weight. So if you have those things, the sinusitis, spastic colon, you want to treat for yeast. And you want to treat adrenal issues and insulin resistance. The book goes through all of that. It goes through a recipe for how to get that stubborn weight off. But those are some of the key things.
All right. 1-866-50-JIMBO to Lil in Escanaba, Michigan. Hi.
Well, hello, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 72 years old. I was feeling wonderful in April. I went to see the doctor for a yearly physical. She told me my enlarged heart has gotten larger. And I says, okay, so then what? She says, well, think of it as a balloon. You blow it up until it explodes.
Oh, God.
She's had me terrified of head nightmares. Yes.
Oh, my God. No.
So I'm seeing a cardiologist now, and he said with my high blood pressure being as high for so long and not being taken care of, that the heart muscle has gotten hard. And because of that, the blood doesn't...
I think that the good doctor may have some points to quibble with here.
Lil, if you're feeling great and you go to the doctor and you feel like hell, that's not a good sign that you're seeing the right doctor. And that first doctor needs a good lesson in the art of medicine. The heart is a muscle, and when you exercise the muscle gets bigger. And your heart was exercising against high blood pressure, so it got bigger. In some ways, it makes it stronger. It's just when the heart gets too big, it becomes inefficient. So we talked about a recipe. Number one, get your blood pressure down. It's not hard to do. The doctor knows how to do that. If they can't, potassium, drink some BH juice and eat a banana a day, magnesium, and a little bit of calcium will help lower the blood pressure as well. But that recipe I gave before, as long as you're not having heart failure, which is ankle swelling that you wake up with in the morning and can't lay flat because of shortness of breath and exertion, your heart's doing just fine, thank you. You know, you want to do these simple things. And the recipe I gave earlier in the show will help increase your heart muscle efficiency. Your heart's not going to blow up.
More calls to come. 1-866-50-JIMBO. That's good to know. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to the Jimbo Hannon Show. By the way, the good doctor has agreed to stay into the next hour. So if you're on the line, we'll get to your call. 1-866-50-JIMBO. 1-866-505-4626. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Again, the website, endfatigue.com. And that is where you must go to get the book, which is Real Cause, Real Cure. All right, Dee in Canton, Ohio now. Welcome to the Jimbo Hannon Show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I've been taking an antibiotic for at least a month now. What would help for chronic Lyme arthritis?
Well, that's a really complex and controversial question. The problem with Lyme disease, is that even though it can be fairly common, there's no test that I would give a nickel for. If the test is negative, it doesn't mean you don't have it. And if it's positive, it doesn't mean you do have it. So,
otherwise, it's a great test.
Otherwise, it's fine. Yeah. So you have to really look clinically at people. And what happens, a lot of time, people have fibromyalgia. So do you have trouble sleeping?
Since this onset of this condition, I had the rash and everything, that's how I figured it out. And the other signs and symptoms of it. So it's like 90%, I'm sure. I'm willing to go through the extensive antibiotic therapy, but I'm just, from what the studies I've read, the results from the predictions of outcome for joints is not all that positive.
Let me make a distinction here. How long before you started the antibiotics did you have the rash? Was it a classic bullseye rash?
Yes.
Okay. How long after that rash did you start the antibiotics?
Within a week or so.
Then you're going to do fine. I mean, the general, it's the problem with people who had the Lyme disease that goes untreated for about a year, and then it triggers basically a secondary fibromyalgia that becomes more problematic. But people who have the early Lyme disease, and get a good round of the antibiotics, they do fine. Why don't you hear about them? Because they do fine.
I've been taking antibiotics for a month, and this is just terrible. It's debilitating.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. First of all, Dee, I'm going to go back to the question I asked before. How's your sleep?
Okay. How is your sleep, Dee?
Not real well. I have a lot of muscular pain, too.
Okay. So what I want you to do, we talked before about there's two herbal mixes for pain. One is called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Normally, 1-3 times a day after 6 weeks, and usually within 1 week, will be dramatically effective. There's another one called End Pain. The first one's by Eurofarma. The second one's by Enzymatic Therapy. They can be taken together. You can take those. And you can take up to 2-3 times a day of both of those for any kind of pain, really. And arthritis, I'd go the End Pain. Muscle pain, I'm going to go more the Curamin. You'll find that it will give you really good pain relief. But when you have poor sleep associated with a widespread pain, there's usually a secondary fibromyalgia. And then that SHINE protocol we talked about will make all the difference between feeling great versus feeling miserable.
I have a secondary issue, and that's DH celiac, too.
The celiac disease, again, you're going to find a lot of people, about 1% of the population has a genetic allergy to wheat, or called gluten is another name for it. And the nice thing about celiac disease is there is a clean, clear-cut test for that. The transglutaminase antibody will give you a yes or no answer, which is so uncommon in medicine. And for celiac disease, which can aggravate the problems that you're having, you need to avoid the gluten. And for that, you're going to need to work with a dietitian who can teach you how to avoid gluten. Nice thing is the health food stores have a lot of wheat alternatives.
Fair enough. Thank you. Good luck. David in Grand Rapids, Michigan now. Welcome.
Hey there. Hi, doctor. Doctor, two things. Actually, while I was waiting, I was thinking of something else. First and foremost, I'm Lebanese, and so we eat a lot of grains, but I love baba ganoush and find myself a lot of times when I'm eating eggplant, whether it's in the baba ganoush or not, it's not where I become asthmatic or I'm having an asthma attack, and I'm not asthmatic, but sometimes I have a slight difficulty breathing. And I'm wondering first, do you know, are there any such known allergies, or is eggplant known to potentially cause difficulty breathing? And secondly, living here in Michigan, not too long ago, I recently read a couple articles that said that Magic Johnson, apparently the HIV is supposedly gone, and that I'm wondering, in your opinion, is it possible that he was misdiagnosed?
All right, very good. We got 20 seconds, doctor.
Basically, it's an unusual allergy. I had baba ganoush for lunch. Do the NAET.com, that acupressure technique, and have him treat that. And he probably was not misdiagnosed, but there are treatments for AIDS that can be helpful.
Again, stay on the line. We will get to your call in the next hour. Our guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, his book, book is Real Cause, Real Cure, and you get that at his website, endfatigue.com. I'm Jim Bohannon. More to come on The Bohannon Show here at Westwood One. Hello there, good evening, good morning, and welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626, and online, you'll find us at jimbotalk.net. If you're just joining us, we're continuing our discussion with board-certified internist Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He is the medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers, and he is the co-author of the book Real Cause, Real Cure, The 9 Root Causes of the Most Common Health Problems and How to Solve Them, which is published by Rodale Press. The only way to get the book at the moment is to go to his website, endfatigue.com, endfatigue.com. Marianne, in Wilmington, North Carolina, you're next up, and good evening, good morning.
Good evening. I have two quick questions. One is what the doctor's recommendations are for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I've been on the standard of Synthroid for years. I've had half of my thyroid removed. The second question is there any real advantage to taking ubiquinol, which I understand is the broken down form of coenzyme Q10?
Marianne, happy to take those. Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid. It's the most common cause of an underactive thyroid, basically, in the country. And what happens is that, one, it's often missed, and it especially bothers me when it's missed in pregnant women, because if a woman is pregnant and has, and the test is called an anti-TPO antibody, it's a very simple yes or no test, but if it's missed, and this is very, 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 very common, miscarriage rates go up from an average 3.5% to 12%. But if you simply give the woman thyroid, it brings the miscarriage rate right back down to normal. So that is being missed and not tested for gets my goat a lot. But the problem with Hashimoto's is that doctors treat the blood test instead of the person. And they adjust the dose so that the test is normal, which just means that you're not in the lowest 2.5% of the population. The thyroid needs to be adjusted to the dose that feels best to you, checking not the TSH, but the free T4 blood test to make sure it's in the normal range for safety. If that doesn't work, you want to look for other things traveling with the Hashimoto's, like low adrenal. Again, if there's insomnia, very often fibromyalgia is traveling along with the Hashimoto's. But if you're able to get a good night's sleep, you probably just need to have your thyroid adjusted to the dose that feels best to you, not to the test, to make the test normal.
1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626, and this is Jane in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Good evening.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
I have a question for the doctor about cellulitis in my lower legs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
What is the question, Jane?
I wanted to know what I could do to prevent the cellulitis.
Well, basically, you want to distinguish whether it's an infection, this is what cellulitis generally is, as opposed to just being an inflammation from per circulation, per venous circulation. If it's a recurrent infection, you want to know why. And some simple measures, like taking zinc 25 milligrams a day, will often help restore immune function. Other things, there's natural immune stimulants, like maitake mushrooms, ProBoost, there's a host of different things. But you shouldn't be getting the cellulitis. You want to see what's wrong with the immune system. You want to make sure iron's optimized. But start by just taking zinc, and you can get any health food store will have it, 25 milligrams a day. Like I say, most of the stuff we talk about here tonight, any health food store will carry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your call, 1-866-50-JIMBO. And more calls to come here. Why aren't more of these things tested, double-blind study tested, because certainly in the world of herbs and the like, there are a few elements of BS. Why don't we see an effective method so that the good stuff is regularly promoted by the medical community, and the bad stuff is forever banished because there are some things here that are good, but they often are tainted by association with snake oil.
Well, the problem is on both sides. The BS and the lack of good research is money. It takes $400 to $800 million to develop a medication and put it through the FDA process. And the only reason you can get that money back is that it's then patentable and you can charge outrageous amounts of money. With a natural remedy, say we talked about the strontium for osteoporosis, and study after study after study showed 170% more effective than the standard medications. But it's 10 cents. It's not patentable. Are you going to pay $400 million to go ahead and put it through the FDA process?
But the mere fact that something costs a lot of money may be a great incentive to promote it on the part of the people making a lot of money. It's not a great incentive to promote it on the part of anybody else.
Well, let me give you a thought, Jim. If you have the company that makes an osteoporosis medication and you're making $2 billion a year,
mm-hmm.
do you want to go ahead and promote the use of strontium, which is 10 cents, and anybody can sell it?
Well, maybe I don't, but the medical community ought to. Everybody else ought to.
I got $10 to put on the table. Now you just have to raise $399,999,990.
Again, that begs the question. That begs the question. Yes, you want your expensive medicine used, and we'll, for the moment, ignore any relative efficacies of your expensive medicine versus something natural. And yes, you will undoubtedly spend a part of that money to try and get your medication to be approved by the FDA or get favorable treatment from Congress. Having said all of that, nobody on the planet cares about your expensive personal remedy here except you. And there's, again, unless you are telling me that they are paying off all the doctors, which I really don't think they are,
oh, absolutely
then why
not.
would not the medical community say, well, it's a great medicine, but I think we can do a better deal here on whatever else is available out there? Again, it doesn't answer that question. Yes, I understand people with vested interests, but only the manufacturers have a vested interest.
Here it is. When I graduated med school, I mean, it's an amazing journey going through medical school, residency, and by the time you come out, you've worked so hard that you feel like anything that is important to know, you've been taught. So when somebody came in, Marianne had raised the question of CoQ10 or ubiquinol. And I still remember when I was, you know, spanking out of residency and a patient came in and said, well, doctor, I heard about coenzyme Q10, which is a cousin to ubiquinol for heart failure. And I said, what an utter pile of hog poo. Don't you think they would have taught me about that in medical school if it helped heart failure? But I made a mistake. I said, but I'll do a literature search. And I went through the literature and I found a stack of studies showing that it worked. And this happened over and over. And what happened is we come out kind of trained that all this natural stuff is quackery that we have to protect the patient from.
Well, it isn't all.
Well, but the doctors are trained that it pretty much all
is. But we know now that that is in fact not the case. So why don't we change the curriculum?
God bless. I wish it would be so. But if you look at who's paying now for medical school, you look at health.
I'll buy it. Other than the people who are attending and paying through the nose, are you telling me that the pharmaceutical companies are supporting our medical schools?
Through the research dollars, unfortunately. If you look at the professors, it was funny. In Harvard, at the medical school, there was a student who asked about the cholesterol medications, and the professor basically ripped him a new one. And what happened is one of the kids in the class happened to be the editor of this med school journal, found out that professor was on the payroll of the statin medication companies. It gets pretty incestuous.
All right, at least we've gotten that that answer. Okay, then obviously there are a number of conflicts of interest that need to be resolved here. Ralph in Ventura, California, welcome.
Gentlemen, what a pleasure to talk to both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can make this quick. I have an 88-year-old mother. 3 years ago, the blood pressure had risen to 160 over 110. A doctor put on lower blood medication to lower her blood pressure. When it got down to about 130, she started complaining of a train in her head, an internal medicine doctor.
Complaining of a pain?
A train, as in sound. An internal medicine doctor says, yeah, your blood pressure is too low. And so they took her off of that. All right, and then after that, her blood pressure now keeps going lower and lower. Now it's down to anywhere between 80 and 90 and 45 and 55. And of course, she's complaining of lack of memory and other things. She has a sound echocardiogram and 99 oxygen count. What is there out there to raise her blood pressure back up?
Optimizing salt and water, for starters. If she's not having heart failure, what I would do is go the magnesium and coenzyme Q10. I would go that, you know, I'd want to look at what her ejection fraction is again on that echocardiogram. If what's happening is, if her heart is pumping fine, that means her blood vessels are dilating too much. So you want to make sure there's nothing in her diet that's causing that. That would be an unusual thing. Ralph, on that one, I'd need more information to really give a safe answer, so I'm going to punt on that one.
All right. Thank you for the call. Virginia is in Pittsburgh. Welcome.
Yes, I need a lot of help. I had an overactive thyroid, so I was on medicine to slow it down, and it seemed like it was putting me into a brain fog, so I told the doctor, you know, get this thyroid out, which I did. And now I'm on Synthroid and Cytomel, and my brain function still hasn't come back, and it's been about a year. And do you have any help at all for me?
Absolutely. First of all, Virginia, you want to look at, we talked about underactive thyroid, but overactive thyroid, where people feel hyper, shaky, can't keep the weight up, it goes down too much, rapid heart, needs to be treated. An interesting treatment for that is iodine, and you can get them over the counter. Triiodine would be one common one in health food stores.
My thyroid gland was removed.
I hear you. And I'm going to get to that in a second. There's a lot of other people listening who have it, so I'm just going to kind of go around with that a bit. So that 12.5 milligrams of iodine will often help both an underactive thyroid and an overactive thyroid. It helps to balance it. So you may want to start with that. You may find that improves how your body feels overall. But the good news is your doctor has you on some Cytomel with a Synthroid. The bad news is most physicians, as I mentioned before, adjust the dose so that the TSH blood test is okay instead of adjusting it to what feels optimal to you. So see if he'll continue or she'll continue to adjust the dose to what feels best to you, as long as not the TSH, but write this down, the free, F-R-E-E, capital T4 blood test stays in the normal range for
free
safety.
Free T4. Okay. More to come. Stay with us. More calls, 1-866-50-JIMBO. We'll be right back. Thank you for being with us on the Jimbo Hannon Show. We're talking with board-certified internist Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, the co-author of Real Cause, Real Cure. You can get the book at his website, endfatigue.com. And we talked to John, who is in Jackson, Mississippi. Hello, John.
Thank you, Jimbo. Thank you for taking my call. Good
evening,
Doctor. Mm-hmm. Doctor, I had a prostate cancer and had the prostate removed about 2.5 to 3 years ago. And still experiencing incontinence and some impotency. And I was wondering if you had any help with that.
Well, John, that's something your doctor and the oncologist, the urologist should be able to help you with as much as can be helped. There are things they can do to help restore the sphincter function. Most of those are going to be more standard medicine kind of treatments, and they can look at it to see what's going on with that. If there's still inflammation in the area, we talked about anti-inflammatories like Boswellia and curcumin. You may want to try that Boscure that I talked about. Did you get radiation in addition or no?
No, did not have to take radiation or chemo.
Okay, then that's less likely. If it's just surgical, then it probably affected the sphincter. That's something where there are different injections and things that they can do that may help improve sphincter function. You really want to talk to your urologist.
But right off the bat, my prognosis was good. That the chances that the nerves would be salvaged, and I was pretty encouraged. That would have led me to go ahead with having the prostate removed. But I've had friends about my age. I'm 53, and I was otherwise healthy. Didn't smoke, didn't drink. The weight was appropriate. Exercised regularly, and I was really looking forward to somewhat of a full recovery. But it just hadn't been that way.
Yeah, they do have the selective surgeries that are nerve sparing, but and it sounds like in this case either the sphincter or the nerve itself got compromised, and that's one that I'm going to have to refer you back to the urologist. That ask him about specific treatments for that to try to improve the confidence and the function.
Good luck to you, John. I have to follow up on that. Presumably I bring a full plate of conventional ignorance to the table here. I thought the removal of the prostate ended a sex life.
No.
Well, how is that possible?
Because they have very selective surgery that spares the nerves that maintain sexual function. The prostate just makes lubrication, basically. But it's not important for erections and sexual function in that way.
Well, there you go. All right. Chalk down one for me. Tim in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Welcome.
Yes. Two quickies. Simple quote arthritis in both knees. Any suggestions? And two, I tend to go to bed at 4 and get up at 11 or to 1 o'clock, but I catnap in the daytime. Is this a bad thing? I feel good, and I'm 69.
Okay. Well, let me answer the second question first. If you feel good, your sleep pattern's working for you.
Thanks.
Okay. Number two, for the arthritis, let me give on the website, and also want to mention for folks, because I know I rattle off a lot of stuff kind of quickly, there's a iPhone application called Cures A to Z. So it's Cures A-C. It's for the iPhone and Android. There's been well over a million people downloaded it. And it has a lot of the stuff on there, and it's free. So it's a simple way to get the stuff. And it'll include, for example, for arthritis, there's a four-step kind of spa program for your joints. Number one, you want to feed the joints. So we talked about a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder. That I think for everybody is a really good multivitamin. And again, these things are on the website, but most health food stores also. That'll help feed the joints, make a big difference. Glucosamine sulfate, 750 milligrams twice a day, plus chondroitin, 800 milligrams a day. So that those three together will really help the joints to heal after 6 weeks. In addition, you want to go ahead and we talked about two herbals. One would be called End Pain, which is a mix of Boswellia, willow bark, and sherry. Willow bark, twice as effective as Celebrex, or at least as Motrin in head-on studies, without the side effects. And then the Curamin is a different mix of herbs, a little bit of overlap. Those two herbs, after 6 weeks, amazing for arthritis pain. But then physical therapy measures. If you put a hot compress on the joints before exercising them, you'll get your full range of motion back without the pain. And then sometimes food allergies, like other gal had talked about, celiac disease or wheat allergy can aggravate arthritis. But just do the vitamin powder, the Curamin, and the End Pain. You're going to find that in 6 weeks your arthritis may be gone and will be feeling a whole lot better. It can be taken with the medicines. But one last tip, once you've taken medications to knock out pain like arthritis, it's a little secret. It's like putting out a fire. After 3 months of the medicine or the natural remedies, you can often stop both of them, and the pain will stay gone. We may need to touch it once in a while.
Good luck. We have Donna, who is on the road near Dothan, Alabama. Hello, Donna.
Hi. I'm excited to get to ask you a question, but I feel like I could talk to you all night. There's so many things. Oh, there's my... I'm driving.
Okay.
My GPS. My primary concern is my sister. She's 2 years older than me, so she's 64. For about a year, or maybe a year and a half, she has suffered with all sorts of itches up and down her legs, her arms, and her fingertips. Sure. Now, things have gotten better, and she, this year, she has developed tremors on primarily in her left hand and left foot. She concedes that it's probably Parkinson's, but she won't see a doctor. She's drinking lots of green tea, and at her son's insistence, she has put nicotine patches, I don't know how many, two perhaps, on her body, because that supposed to have some salutary effect.
All right, more to come. We'll get an answer after these messages. Welcome back to the Jimbo Haddon Show, 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. As we continue to talk with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, his book is Real Cause, Real Cure. His website, which is where you get the book, is endfatigue.com. We were talking to Donna on the road near Dothan, Alabama, regarding what she thought was possibly a diagnosis leading in the direction of Parkinson's, Doctor.
Donna, let's start with the tremors first. Question number one to look at is it a resting tremor or what's called an intention tremor? Usually with Parkinson's, it's going to be worse if she's trying to use, say, a fork or a spoon or something, trying to do something, it gets worse. Where if it's a resting tremor, where it's just sitting there dressed, but it stops when she uses her hand to sew or eat or things like that, it's less likely to be Parkinson's and more likely to just be what's called an essential or benign tremor. Now, magnesium will help for both of those, and magnesium is a good nutrient in general. She may find if she just takes magnesium, it's going to help. For those with Parkinson's, nicotine patches, yes, they may help for ulcerative colitis and things, but that's so way down on my list. I wouldn't go there with it. For listeners with Parkinson's, the vitamin powder I talked about has a lot of nutrients, so magnesium and things that raise glutathione. And holistic doctors can give intravenous glutathione and magnesium, which will have a dramatic effect on helping with the Parkinson's disease. Your sister doesn't need that. She just probably has an intention tremor, which is a benign or essential tremor if it tends to be at rest. Now, the interesting thing is you mentioned about I think it was itching, you said. And for that, she really needs to be evaluated. There's all kinds of things that can cause itching. But one of the things that will cause it will be a thyroid problem. A thyroid inflammation, which causes high and then low thyroid, can cause itching as well as chronic hives and can also cause the tremors. So she wants to be checked for that.
Good luck to you, Donna. Thank you very much. Let's see, Maria in the Marie period in Schenectady, New York now. Hello, Marie.
Hi. Jim and Dr. Teitelbaum.
Mm-hmm.
Question about minimal change disease. I'm in remission, and the nephrologist would say I'm probably between stage one and stage two.
What was the name of this again?
Minimal change disease.
Minimal change
glomerulonephritis, or which one?
No.
Which one?
Allergic reaction, Dr. Teitelbaum, from helping a tendonitis condition. I took 25 milligrams of prednisone in my wrist, and my thumb was injured, not broken, but release of the trigger finger, et cetera. And after 3 years of being treated by a nephrologist in Albany, New York, finally she said, Marie, I think we're talking about an allergic reaction to sterilization of the area where the injection of the prednisone was done by an orthopedic hand surgeon. And it gives me much room for questions about I had nephrotic syndrome. I, on my own, embarked on a low-fat diet. Sodium is verboten. I count my sodium.
Mm-hmm.
And my diet is pretty well contained with the salmon, the sockeye salmon, and shrimp from U.S. waters.
Some. Okay. All right. Doctor, what else do you need?
Marie, I'm going to give a very simple answer. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's straightforward. and you hear that very infrequently from guests, and the good doctor obviously knows a lot of things, but I guess the best advice is just for her to continue to consult her physician. We're sorry, Maria. That's the best we can do. Better that than to make something up, obviously. Mary in Salem, Missouri, now on the Jim Bohannon Show. Hello.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 58-year-old woman, and I have a trigger finger, and I was wondering if there's something I could do to relieve some of the symptoms of that. It started out my middle finger on my right hand, and I went to the doctor, and he gave me a shot in it, which really hurt like a booger. And that lasted for a while and improved for a while, but now it's come back, not quite as severe on that right hand, but now on the left hand, my ring finger is really locking up bad. So I was just wondering if there's something I could take that would help that.
Yes, a couple things. A lot of times with the trigger finger, you're going to see a tendonitis, things along those lines. We had talked about the anti-inflammatory herbs, curcumin and pain. But there's an interesting thing. If you see a holistic doctor, or you can just ask your doctor to call a compounding pharmacy. If you look up online, ITC Pharmacy, I don't have their phone number in front of me. It's a very good compounding pharmacy in Denver. They do mail order. But they can make a topical pain formula. It's called a pain gel. It's a mix of five or six different medications, but since you just rub it over the area, you don't get any side effects, but it gets very, very effective. So you can find the area of the tendon, rub that cream on three times a day, and it often, after about 6 weeks, will be very helpful. And take it along with that Curamin or End Pain. But look up ITC Pharmacy online and just ask a doctor to call in the pain gel.
ITC Pharmacy online. All right. Thank you, Mary. 1-866-50-JIMBO. And to another listener, to KDKA News Radio 1020 in Pittsburgh, Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a 57-year-old female, and starting 2 years ago, my alkaline phosphatase level started to be elevated, the ALP level. It's about 153. And I'm wondering if you know a reason why that level could go up and what I might take, maybe some kind of foods possibly to lower that.
Well, that's something that your internal medicine doctor, gastroenterologist, is going to need to evaluate. I mean, there's a host of things that can cause elevated liver problems. And some things like primary biliary cirrhosis or things might cause it isolated. But that's something that the doctor, are the other liver tests elevated? Is it just that one?
It's interesting because the total level on the blood test is elevated, but when they fractionate it out, the bone, the liver, and the third thing, I can't remember what it is, but when they fractionate it out, it's all within the normal ranges. But when they just look at the total, it's elevated.
I mean, once they've done the standard thing, how do you feel overall?
I'm tired a lot.
Okay. I mean, if you're feeling fine and the tests pan out negative for the liver and the fractionation doesn't point to any one direction, my inclination is to ignore it. You have to remember that normal just means you're not within 2.5% of the population, you know, either way. 5% of the healthy population will have an abnormal alkaline phosphatase. Doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Okay.
There's herbs you can take for the liver. There's lipoic acid. I'm just not convinced you need anything. I mean, you're chasing a blood test that may not, that if it's worked up and it doesn't find anything, I'd ignore it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Because what they've said is for the past 2 years, they've been watching it, and they said that might just be my normal, that I'm high.
Yeah.
But just to be on the safe side, they're now sending my PCP is sending me to an endocrinologist just in case my PCP thinks she may have missed something.
Yeah, second opinion is fine with that, too. But let me give a simple thing. You know how you have chemistry panels with 20 tests? Statistically, 1 out of 20 tests will be abnormal in a healthy person.
Really? Yeah. All right.
That's how the normal range is defined. It's 2 standard deviations.
All right. Janet in Dubuque, Iowa. This is the Jimbo Hannon Show. Hello, Janet.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. Doctor, I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and fibromyalgia about 10 years ago. It became very severe. I had all the sleep problems, and I worked at a doctor's office. And even after I stopped working there, I still went to the doctor. But I ended up on vast quantities of painkillers, which I had to quit about 5 years ago. And I stuck to using topical things for pain. But what's concerned me now is in the last couple of years, I'm not taking any street drugs or, you know, painkillers or anything, but I have terrible cotton mouth. I just put $10,000 into my teeth, and I still do. And I'm you know what I mean? It's just like, I told a dentist, I'm like, you know, my teeth will keep falling out. I use Sonicare. I brush all the time, but it's really, I'm wondering if you have a suggestion about what I should look into or ask.
Oh, yeah. Let me start from the beginning of that, Janet. Fibromyalgia is very common, and the way that you tell it is you have body-wide achiness, tired, and insomnia, that paradox of can't sleep even though you're exhausted, and combined with brain fog. The treatment for that, as we talk about, is a SHINE protocol. LEAP hormones, infection, nutrition, exercise.
A SHINE, that was the acronym you
That's
gave a moment ago? Okay.
Yep. And the online, there's that free symptom analysis program that'll analyze symptoms and even lab tests on the website that'll analyze fibromyalgia, that'll tell you what's causing it and how to make it go away. I mean, it'll give a really thorough protocol. But you're discussing what's called SICA syndrome, S-I-C-C-A, which is a dry mouth and often dry eyes. That's very common in fibromyalgia. It's gotten a bit more attention with Venus recently having to drop out of the tennis championships with the Sjogren's. Sjogren's often has dry mouth and can cause fibromyalgia. But dry mouth, even without Sjogren's, very, very common in fibromyalgia. You want to take fish oil, so either eat 3-4 servings a week of salmon or tuna, or if you want to take a supplement, the Vectomega by Europharma, the two pills equals 16 regular fish oil pills. Also, if you suck on things that are lemony, first of all, avoid sugar, because sugar, when you don't have saliva, will rot your teeth. But you can get sugar-free lemon drops or sugar-free gum that'll stimulate salivary flow and can be helpful. Lemonade sweetened with stevia. Stevia is a natural sweetener. You can have all you want. It's okay for the teeth. Also will help stimulate saliva flow. And then B vitamins and magnesium. So that vitamin powder I talked about before, the energy revitalization system, this is another case where you take that and the fish oil. You're going to find that the dry mouth settles down a bit. But fibromyalgia will cause dry mouth. It's a common side effect.
Dr. Teitelbaum, thank you very much for being with us. Really appreciate it. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, the book Real Cause, Real Cure is available at his website, endfatigue.com. And more to come on the Bohannon Show. We'll be back after these messages.